This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. North Korea has fired more missiles. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
North Korea has launched two ballistic missiles towards its eastern waters. Meanwhile, the United States has redeployed one of its aircraft carriers near the Korean Peninsula in response to the North's recent launch of a powerful missile over Japan. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says these numerous launches are unlawful.
These launches violate multiple Security Council resolutions and pose a threat to not only the region, but to the entire international community.
South Korea says the recent launches were made 22 minutes apart. South Korea has boosted its surveillance posture and maintains a readiness in close coordination with the United States. And Japan's prime minister says the recent missile launches are absolutely intolerable. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian forces have retaken more settlements in Kherson, one of the partially Russian-occupied southern regions that Moscow claims to have annexed. With the Russian forces in retreat from the south and east, Zelensky said in a late-night video address on Wednesday that areas to the northeast of Kherson City had been liberated. Meanwhile, Russia is lobbying for a secret ballot instead of a public vote next week when the 193-member United Nations General Assembly considers whether to condemn Moscow's move to annex Donetsk and Luhansk in the east and Kherson and Zaporizhia in the south after staging referendums in the provinces. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law on Wednesday to incorporate the four regions into Russia. Iranian-American Bakir Namazi arrived Wednesday in the United Arab Emirates to receive medical care after being allowed to leave Iran. This is VOA News. Iran convicted the 85-year-old former United Nations official of collaborating with a hostile government in 2016 and sentenced him to 10 years in prison. He was transferred to house arrest in 2018 on medical grounds. Namazi's son, Siamak, was also convicted in 2016 on the same charges. The United States says the charges against both the father and son are baseless. China's remote Xinjiang region is the latest to be hit with sweeping COVID-19 travel restrictions. Reports Thursday said trains and buses in and out of the region of 22 million people have been suspended, while passenger numbers on flights have been reduced to 75% capacity. The National Health Commission announced just 93 cases in Xinjiang on Wednesday and 97 on Thursday, all of them asymptomatic. The restrictions are similar to rules imposed in other Chinese cities under the government's draconian zero COVID policy, which has been closely identified with Communist Party leader Xi Jinping, who is expected to receive a third 5-year term in office at this month's Communist Party Congress. A new study says widespread drought across large parts of Europe, the United States, and China this past summer was made 20 times more likely by climate change. A global coalition of scientists who study the link between extreme weather and climate change say this type of drought would only hit the Northern Hemisphere once every 400 years, if not for human-caused climate change. They now expect these conditions to repeat every 20 years. One scientist says if the trend continues, these types of droughts could occur every year. One way to respond to the worldwide problem of food waste, remove the expiration dates on packaged food. The AP's Ed Donahue explains.
Shoppers like Kevin Amaral look at the best before label.
It gives me a sense of an understanding of the timeline for the food.
Patty Apple is manager of Food Shift, a California nonprofit that collects and uses expired or imperfect foods.
They read these dates and then they assume that it's bad, they can't eat it, and then they toss it. When these dates don't actually mean that they're not edible or they're not still nutritious or, you know, tasty.
Some UK markets have ditched best before labels on fruits and vegetables. Apple says look at what you want to buy.
Doing just a sniff test, or, you know, does it smell good? What's the texture like? Does it still look like something you would eat regardless of the label?
There is growing momentum in the US to standardize the language on date labels. I'm Ed Donahue.
Repeating our top story, North Korea has launched two ballistic missiles into its eastern waters after the U.S. redeployed an aircraft carrier in response to the North's earlier launch of a nuclear-capable missile over Japan. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for